tip today in association with Slattery's of Pecan, your main Peugeot dealer for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Thanks, Pat. 1800 938 007. The text and WhatsApp 083 311 3311. Somebody saying that Enda described the Colin Kennedy's goal brilliantly. It says here the trajectory of the shot was absolute genius. Jimmy in Thurles says, as regards Rachel riding good horses, Paul Townsend, Ruby Walsh and Tony McCoy, etc., all had great horses as well. Somebody else saying, typical comments from some people, jealous of successful people. Well done to Rachel Blackmore and every success to her in the future. 083 311 3311. Now, every fortnight around this time, we speak to the Gardaí to keep you up to date on the fight against crime. And I'm delighted to be joined by the Sergeant in Charge of Nina Garda Station, Declan O'Carroll. Good morning to you, Declan.
Good morning, Fran.
And thanks very much for coming on with us today. Can we talk about drug detection first of all? And I know that a search warrant was executed at a house in Borsakane recently.
Yes, friend. There was good detections throughout the county in the last 2 weeks. On the 9th of the 4th, search warrant was executed at a property in Borsakane. And during the course of the search, Gardaí located a suspected cannabis herb with a street value of €2,800. Follow-up search was then carried out at a location near Portreau, known as Curra. And again, a search warrant was executed in relation to this property. During the course of this search, Gardaí located suspected cannabis herb to the value of over €12,000. And on the same date and further to this operation, a search was carried out again in the Portreau area. And during the course of this search, more cannabis herb was located with an estimated street value of over €2,000. Fran, two arrests were made pursuant to the Misuse of Drugs Act in relation to this, and both male have been charged with offences in respect to the sale and supply of drugs, and are due to appear before Nina District Court in the coming days.
Right, over to the Skellaheen area of Tipperary Town then. There were searches carried out there as well, Declan.
Yes, on the 7th to the 4th, search was carried out under warrant at an address in Skellaheen, Tipperary, and €1,600 of suspected cannabis herb was located. Fran, one male was arrested for an offence contrary to Section 15 of the Misuse of Drugs Act, which is sale and supply of drugs, and was conveyed to Nina Garda Station, Tipperary Garda Station, where he was detained. And he was later charged to court with drugs offences.
Right. In Clonmel, on the 8th of the month as well?
On the 8th of the month, again, a search under warrant at a house, a premises in Bridge Street, Clonmel, and suspected cocaine valued at over €500 was recovered. A file is being prepared in relation to this.
Very good. And was it Ballycahill area as well?
In the Ballycahill area of Thurles, again, a search was carried out by Gardaí from the Division of Drugs Unit, and cannabis plants with a suspected value of over €9,000 were recovered. One male was detained on suspicion of cultivation offences. And again, a file is being prepared in relation to this, Fran.
The thieves are out as well, Declan. Will you start with that theft of trailers? Because we keep hearing about farming machinery disappearing.
Yes, there was a number of farm machinery taken throughout the county, spread geographically from north to south in the last number of days and weeks. In Templetuohy, there was a theft of a trailer from a house at Long Orchard between the 9th and the 10th, and Gardaí are appealing for any information in relation to this.
And in Borsalee as well?
Borsalee, again, a few days later, again, a trailer was targeted. This trailer, in fact, had been hitched to a car outside a house in Palace Street, Borsalee, and had been removed overnight between the 14th and the 15th of April.
Right, so Tipperary Town didn't escape either?
No, Tipperary Town, unfortunately, between the 15th and the 19th, a cairn, Tipperary, a theft occurred of a wide-angle power takeoff shaft, which was taken from a farmyard in the area.
You're always at pains to point out, Declan, that, you know, if there wasn't a market for this stuff, you know, there probably wouldn't be as many thefts. What do you say to people out there?
I would say to people, please remember to only purchase items from reputable dealers and sources. We've had instances in the past where machinery was bought from individuals and subsequently turned out to be stolen and had to be recovered by Gardaí, and we never want to see people in that situation. If they could try and maybe take serial numbers or anything that can help to ID property or match the machinery. So if property is stolen and recovered, that Gardaí are able to identify it as the injured parties.
You're looking for some help from the public as well.
In relation to an incident where property was stolen, cladding was stolen between the 14th and 20th of April in Ellen Park in Clonmel. A number of sheets of cladding were stolen from the back garden of a house. Gardaí are appealing for any witnesses that may have any information in relation to this.
There was a burglary, I know, in Ballinderry, and you're looking for some witnesses to that, aren't you?
Gardaí from Burstacane are appealing for witnesses to a burglary that occurred in Ballinderry near Burstacane on the 9th of the 4th, 21, between 10 a.m. and 9 p.m. Entry in this case was gained through the front door, and motor accessories as well as other items were stolen during the course of the burglary.
Now, the scams are healthy and well out there as well, and I know you want to touch on that as well, Declan.
Yes, Fran, we've had a number of calls recently in relation to different types of scams, and one I'll talk to you today about is what's fancy words are given to these phishing and vishing. This is where a person may get a text or an email or a call from fraudsters. These scams, they change daily, where the text or email or call received could be about revenue, Netflix, customs clearance from banks, COVID-19 payments, any service provider. But what the fraudster wants in all cases is the same, person's data.
Yeah.
And the most prevalent one at the moment is purporting to be from your bank. You're invited to click on a link which brings you to a cloned website. They will then look for your PIN, and after obtaining that, they will attempt to access your bank account. This is called account takeover, and Brexit has added a new dimension also, with people buying from the UK websites and are expecting to pay customs. So more and more are getting texts to say their delivery is being held up and they have to pay a euro. So they log on and give their data away.
My God. COVID hasn't helped, I suppose, along the way, either.
Yes, COVID has changed the circumstances as well. They've business model of a fraudster changes with their social environment. So in relation to COVID, Gardaí are advising members of the public to be aware of potential scams in relation to the vaccine, and Gardaí and myself are aware that members of the public have received fraudulent text messages and calls regarding the COVID vaccination. The text messages have made requests for people to confirm private and sensitive information such as PPS number, date of birth and address, and other people have received phone calls requesting that they make an appointment for a COVID-19 vaccine jab at a random hospital, and in most cases the person receiving the call will say that they're not in a position to travel to the hospital, and then end up giving away their data to the caller, and these can be from clone numbers which appear genuine or appear to be Irish numbers. The HSE will never text or call individuals requesting personal information, and they'll never request payment for a COVID test or vaccine. And Fran, I'd like to remind members of the public that COVID-19 vaccine is free and is not available privately.
Right, okay. And what do you advise people to do if somebody's made contact with them, either in a virtual fashion or with a phone call? What should they do?
Well, never click on a link of an unsolicited text, and never give away personal data like PIN number, card numbers, passwords. And be very wary of cold calls. Just because the number looks Irish, and as I said, it doesn't mean that it is from this country. If you're concerned, I would advise people to hang up and ring back your bank or your service provider from a number advertised in the phone book or on your bill. If you're expecting a delivery and receive a text, be very careful. Again, ring revenue on the numbers advertised. And the HSE, as I said, will never, and I'd like to reiterate that, request payment for the COVID test or vaccine. If you receive such a call, hang up. And if you have any other questions or concerns relating to COVID testing or vaccination, I'd contact your local GP.
Right. And really, you need people to stop and think before they click, because some of this is very plausible, Declan, isn't it? I mean, these guys are professionals, you know.
They are, and they're very good at what they do, I suppose, Fran. And they do, the business model, as I said, changes to the social environment. So Brexit was a means for them to defraud people at one point. Now it seems to be the COVID vaccine, and it changes as time goes on. I would say stop and think before you click. And the old saying, if an offer sounds too good to be true, then it probably is. And if you had a great offer, I would always ask yourself, why me?
All right, so do question it. You're always depending on the public for their help, Declan. It's vital to your members right around the county, right around the country indeed.
Yes, that's the case, and we do respond. We do get a lot of calls in, and I'd ask if people see anything suspicious or anything untoward that they contact 999, and there's a computer aided dispatch now, Fran, where the nearest uniform mobile car will be dispatched to the scene of any incident or any suspicious behaviour.
No, very good indeed. Declan, always a pleasure. Thank you for your time today.
Thanks, Fran.
Bye bye to you now. That is the sergeant in charge of Nina Garda Station, Declan O'Carroll, speaking to us today. And that's our fortnightly look at what's happening in the fight against crime right around the Premier County. 1800 938 007.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry. In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Tip FM's